We begin the current daf Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf Chaf Hei. We begin on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the second Mishnah in Perek Eilim Metzias, which is a continuation of the first Mishnah that began Eilim Metzias Shaloi, Ve'il Chayav Lahachas, that what are the Metzias that you have to, that you could keep for yourself, which is what the first Mishnah spoke about. I gave a list of 10 items. And then it talks about those that you have to call out, which is what our Mishnah begins with. And these are, if you find these lost objects, that you have to announce it, you have to call it out, and you can't keep it for yourself. And that is, as we spoke about in previous dafim, the halach is that it's a chivas of Hashabbos Aveda to return the lost item. That is only if there's a way to return it. However, if there's no simon, if the person's miyayish, if he gives up hope, then we say that then the person could keep it. These cases we're going to talk about that you have to call it out because it's not lost and that the person has a way of identifying it, of him getting it back from you. So the Mishnah says, matzah peiris bekli. For example, let's say you find produce in a vessel, in a kli, in a utensil, which generally a kli, a vessel, has a simon. There's a way for a person to identify that that is his bowl, that's his cup, and you find produce inside of it there. Or even if you find a vessel as it is, in other words, empty without anything in it, again, these are so far items that have simanim, because if whether there's produce in it or not, the vessel itself has a sign, an identifying feature for him to be able to say, oh, that's mine. Mois bekis, if let's say there's money in a purse, in a wallet, which again, generally a purse has a simon for the owner that he could prove and show, it's a little worn out on the edges, he could say what year it is, there's a way for him to identify it. A kish kamesha, or again, like the similar by the other case, or just the purse as it is without anything inside of it. Tiburi peiris, or piles of produce, or tiburi mois, or piles of money. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what is the simon with these things. Produce, that's a pile of wheat. There's no simon for that. They all look the same, the produce. And similarly with money, there's no simon in money. The Gemara will talk about when we're talking about these piles, if it's because of the amount of piles are a simon, or because the place where they are, the makim, that is the simon. And that's why we're talking about piles, because if they're not piles, then there wouldn't be a simon in the object itself, and then one would be able to keep it. We continue to the top of Chafei Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah continues, items that when you find it, that we're considering them, that there's a simon to it, therefore you have to announce it. Our Shleish Matbei is Zal Gavzeh. When you have three coins, one on top of the other, the Gemara will explain what is the simon about having coins, which don't have a simon in themselves, but having them piled up one on the other, that would be a simon. Now the Mishnah continues with items that we have a contrast, that we see a difference between the first Mishnah, which are the same items but a little bit different, that you could keep it, and here we say you have to call it out, which are sheaves, there are bundles of grain that are that of the stalks that are in a private domain. And that is, we said that in Rishus HaRab, we said in the first Mishnah that you could keep it. Here we say in Rishus HaYachin, in the private domain, you have to go ahead and call it out. That is, as we explained, the Machlikas HaMerom in the previous daf, either because that there's a simon to it, and therefore if it's in Rishus HaYachin, you have to, but in Rishus HaRab, you wouldn't have to, because it's a simon ha'asla daras, it tends to get stepped on. Or because that even if there is no simon, and that's why when it's found in Rishus HaRab, you could keep it, but here in Rishus HaYachin, in the private domain where it doesn't get kicked around, the makim, the place where it is a simon. That's why in these kriches, in these sheaves, in the private domain, you would have to call it out. Then again, another case which there's a difference between the first Mishnah and this Mishnah is the kikarish al balabayis, the loaves of bread of a private individual, of a homeowner. And that is, although the first Mishnah said the kikarish al nachtim, that the loaves of bread from a baker, then you could go ahead and keep it because they all look the same. They're all mass manufactured, they're all made by a baker where many people buy from the same bakery. That you could keep. There's no simon. Here, an individual, she could say how she braided it and how big it was. Everyone knows how they make their own challah. There, those kikaras that you have to call out. Another case, the difference between the first Mishnah and the non-Mishnah is v'gizei tzemer halakuchin mibeis ha'umen, that the shearings of wool that are taken from the craftsmen, and that is, it's not as the case of the Mishnah, of the first Mishnah, Eilim Metzias, that spoke about that mimidinasan, where they're taken from, where let's say in the farmland, where they're just cut off, they all look the same, therefore those shearings of the walls have no simon. But here where it's taken from the beis ha'umen, where the craftsman goes ahead and he develops it and he does something with it, that there's a simon to it, those things, chayv lahachris. And finally, the Mishnah concludes the last case, kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. These are barrels of wine and barrels of oil, which the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis had explained, what is that a simon? So we said that it's talking about Roshim, and that there was a machlekes exactly how to define that regarding a contradiction with the Braisa, but the main idea was that it's resealed, and that resealing is going to show a simon, because generally they're either open or they weren't resealed yet. So that resealing is a simon. On that, the Mishnah concludes, Hare elu chayv lahachas. All these items that we just mentioned, you have to announce them. They have a simon. Therefore, the person is not meyayish, and you have a chiv of a Shabbos Aveda, and the one who has the simon will go ahead and identify it. And for that type of person, you're going to return to him. Now the Gemara asks on the first case of our Mishnah. It sounds like Taima de Matza Peris Bikli Umois Bikis. That the case that the Mishnah said was that if you find Peris in a vessel or money in a purse, that then you're going to have to announce it and return it to the person. That is where we said that the Peris are for the one that it's the Kli's is, as we said, the Kli itself, the purse itself, has a simon, and then we said that you find produce inside of it, money inside of it, that's when we said that you're going to give them both back to the one that it's his purse or it's his vessel. Now the inference is, but you could say, however, how kli will the fun of pears, but that would sound like, but if you have a vessel, if you have a bowl, and in front of it, not inside of it, but in front of it is produce, or similarly, kiss will the fun of mice, if you have a purse, and in front of it is money, it sounds like from our Mishnah, the hare elu shaloi, that then the one who finds it could keep it. And that is, the peris go to him. Now, although that the vessel or the purse is definitely going to the one that brings a simon to it, and you're going to return the kli to him, but the produce, but the grain, you could keep to yourself. And we don't say necessarily that the money fell from the purse or that the produce fell from the vessel. To say that way, if the bowl is his, then the produce is his. That's not, because the Mishnah is saying clearly that if you find it inside of it, then you return to him. So on that, the Gemara says, Tanina, this that we learned in our Mishnah, it supports Lahad Tanur Rabban, it supports what we learned in the Braisa, and that is because the Mishnah is more authoritative. We say that, although we have a Braisa, says this clearly, from the way we could learn about Mishnah, it sounds like it supports this idea. The Braisa says, Matzakli, if you find a vessel, Ulafana pairs, and in front of it, not inside of it, in front of it is produce. Or similarly, kiss, you have a purse, Ulafana mice, and in front of it is money. Hare Elushloi, the halacha is, that the person could keep it. However, miktsasin bikli, if some of it is inside the vessel, umiktsasin agabe karka, and some of it is on the ground, or similarly, miktsasin because some of the money is inside the purse, umiktsasin agabe karka, and some of it is on the ground, we're there that's pretty obvious, that which is on the ground is from the purse, because you see some of it inside, some of it outside, then chayv lahachris, then you would have to announce, and you would have to return it to the one that brings a simon on the vessel, on the purse, and then you would have to return that money, that produce, to that person. However, what we see clearly from the way we're learning about Mishnah, and what the Braisa says explicitly, is that if it's not inside of it at all, but rather in front of it, then you would say, what's called Mehechetesa, who said that money is yours, although I see it's right outside of it. Therefore, yes, the purse that you're bringing, a simon that's yours, you get it. But the money, I get to keep for myself. It's only if at least some of it is inside of it. Then we would say that would show that it's from inside. And then I would have the halacha as what's inside. And that our Mishnah says clearly, if it's inside, then it's obvious that's part of what's inside. The purse's contents is part of the purse. And since you have a simon on the purse, you get the purse back. But that the Gemara says, Riminu. Seems to be a contradiction from our Mishnah and similarly what's supporting that Braisa from a different Braisa. A braisa says, Matza davash ein bei simon. If he finds something that does not have a simon, there's no sign to show whose it is. Bitzad davash yesh bei simon. It's on the side, however, it's right next to something that has a simon, which would be exactly the case that we're speaking about. When you have money in front of a purse, which the purse has a simon, the money has no simon. And that the braisa says, Chayv lahachas, you have to announce it. And that sounding that you have to announce it on everything. And what that means is that you would give the money to the one that it's their purse, which that's what the Gemara we're going to conclude, is the contradiction to what we just said. We said that if it's on the side, totally not inside, then you don't have to announce both of them. You announce the person. The one who gets the purse, but does not get the money. Here it sounds like that you have to announce both of them and that you would give them both to the one who brings the simon on the purse. However, the Braisa concludes and says, if Bob Bal Simon, Venatal Eshalai, if let's say the one that brings that simon and shows that that's their purse, but however, they take just the purse and they say, you know what, the money is not mine. I agree. I know it's right next to it, but it happens to be not my money. Zacha halah b'davar she'ein bo simon. Then the other person, the one who found it, can then merit this object that doesn't have a simon, which again is a reference to the money. He gets to keep the money. But the contradiction is, if it's not like that, where the person is saying, that's just my purse, is saying, that is my money, they get to take the money and the purse, even though it's not inside of it, or even part of it's not inside of it. It's right next to it. So this braisa contradicts our Mishnah and the first braisa that we quoted. So now the Gemara brings four different ways how to resolve this contradiction, that it's not a stira, and they're talking about different types of cases. So Amar Rav Zvi, the first test the Gemara brings is, he says, loy kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha, the first brisa, and similarly our Mishnah, that said that you can keep it, this money, when it's or this produce, when it's totally outside, even though it's right next to it, as long as it's not inside, is talking about bekuva v'kisna. It's talking about a barrel with flax. And that what happens is you have the barrel laying on its side, and you have flax in front of it. Now, it's definite that this flax did not come from this barrel. And the reason is because if it came from this barrel, then some of the flax would have been stuck inside the barrel. Same thing applies to a purse with money. That if it would have been from this purse, you're right, money might have fell out, but not all of it would have been out. And therefore, if it's totally out, then we say probably was not from the barrel, it was not from the purse, and therefore, the one who finds this purse and the money could keep the money, but have to return the purse. Ha, the second brisa that says that you have to announce it is Toma Bitsanu Uperi. It's talking about a basket with produce where there it tends to fly out. And it could have fell out totally out of it. Imagine, think about a basket with apples and it falls over and they all come tumbling out. So there it's definitely possible that all of it could come out. And therefore, since it's right next to it, then we say you have to announce it. But by the case of our Mishnah, it was told about things that, although they could fall out, but some of it would get stuck inside of it, then, like for example, like by flax. And then we would say that if it's totally out of it, you don't have to announce it. We don't have to assume it came from there. Rav Papa, Amar Papa gives a different test, a second approach. It says, Hava ha, betzano, peri, beloi, kashi. It says, both of them could be talking about a basket with produce. And it's still not a difficulty that if it's talking about basket and produce, so that's like how we said it according to the second brisa. So that's why we'd say you have to announce it because they could all come tumbling out. Why by our Mishnah and the first brisa do we say that you could keep it? Is because ha, the second brisa says that you have that you're chayiv to announce it, is the ishtayir b'midi. Is that because it wasn't, you're right, even by produce from a basket, it's not all by it's not going to totally come flying out. Some of it was left. So then when we say some of it is left, then we say what's outside is also from inside. That's why that second brisa says that you have to announce it. However, ha, the first brisa and our Mishnah that says you could keep it is deloy ishtayir b'midi, is where there was nothing left inside the basket. And that is, and as Rashi explains, which would be related to one of the other terutzim the Gemara is going to bring, is that generally a basket has a lip that's folded in on the top. And therefore, if this produce would have been from inside this basket, we would have said that something would have been left in, because when it's coming out, the lip at the top, which is folded in, would hold back some of them from falling out. And therefore, if it's totally out, then we assume that it's not from inside the basket, because if it was, some of it would have been stuck in, and here all of it's outside. And therefore, the case of our Mishnah, the first price has said that you could keep it, is because nothing of it was left in. Then the Gemara says, V'yibay same if you want, you could say a third approach to explain the two different cases and why they're not a contradiction. Havahar deloy ishtari b'midi b'loy kasha. Both the first brisa and the second brisa, that one said shaloy and one said you have to announce it, was talking about that none of it was left inside of it. But ha, the second brisa says that you have to announce it, was the mahadri api legabe peri. The opening of the basket was facing the produce. Then we say that even though generally that it's not going to totally fall out, but even if it totally fell out, but it definitely seems like that we have it facing outwards and the produce is there or the purse is hanging out and we see the money right there where it's open to, then we assume it came from it. However, ha, our mission and the first brisa says that you could keep it with deloy mahadri api legabe peri, where the opening of the basket was not facing the produce. If that's the case, then we have no reason to assume it came from there. Yes, it's right next to it. But if you have the basket facing this way, open that way, and the produce is although right next to it, but on facing the back of it, then we have no reason to assume it, and that's why our Mishnah said you could keep it. And finally, v'ibayisim, if you want, you can say a fourth approach. Havaha de mahadri api legabe peri b'loy kashi. No, both our Mishnah, the first brisa, and the second brisa are talking about where the opening of the basket is facing the produce. However, it's not difficult because, similar to what we mentioned before, ha, our Mishnah and the first brisa says that you can keep it even though it's right next to it, as long as there's nothing that's inside of it, is the isle ugnin litzana, that there is this lip to the basket, and therefore we say that it didn't fall from the basket, although it's facing right next to it, because if it fell from it, then some of it would have been stuck inside. Imagine like a purse, which has like something like that comes inward, and it's like a lip on the top. So even if the money's coming out, there would have been a penny, something that would have been stuck inside. If everything's outside, then we say that it didn't come from this purse, and that's why we said in our Mishnah you could keep it. Ha, the second brisa says you have to announce it was the less leugna letzana. There's no lip to the basket. And therefore, this, now that it's facing it, we say, yes, it could be very likely it came flying out of this basket. And therefore, there, that is why the brisa says you have to announce it. And therefore, that we have, again, four approaches to say that it's not a contradiction. Although it sounds like the same case when you have somebody that does not have a simon right next to somebody that does have a simon. That depends, as we said, on these different variables and different cases to say what are they talking about that they don't contradict each other, because it depends if it has a lip, it depends if it's facing that way, and these are the four different terutzim that the Gemara gave. Then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. So we said that from the items that we said chayv lahachris that you have to announce are tziburi peiris v'tziburi mois. These are piles of produce and piles of money that if one finds these things, he has to announce it. So the Gemara says, Shamit Mina, from this case of our Mishnah, which talks about different piles, what you can infer is that minyan have a simon. We spoke about this on previous dafim. Are numbers a simon? That is, there's nothing intrinsic in the object to show that it's yours. If, like, I have a little crack inside, but I could say that, something to show that it's mine in the object. Let's say I don't have. The object looks like any other object that everybody has. But I could say how many there were. Is that a simon? So now the Gemara says that you could prove from our Mishnah that it is. Because if not, what is the simon over here? We have many piles. So that you could say that's a simon. But if not, why would you say you have to announce it? Now the Gemara says no. Because to me, you could learn in our Mishnah, tzibur peiris, not tzibure, but rather a pile of produce, that there are no numbers, there's just one pile. So what would you give a simon then? On that, the Gemara wants to say then, okay, shamet minah, but then infer from our Mishnah then, that makim have a simon, that the place of where an object is a simon, and that is because since it's a pile, it's obviously was placed there, it wasn't just flying all over the place. So the simon would be that I put it in that place, that would be a simon to say, I know where it was, I could tell you where it was. Or as we spoke about in the previous stuff, that mukim being a simon could either be that the person calls out the place and you tell him what object was there, or he tells you what the object was and you tell him where it was placed. But the point is that you could say that the place is a simon. So that at least infer from that, that you could show that that is that would be considered a simon. And that the Gemara says, no, t'ni, that to learn that Mishnah, tziburi peiris, that it's not tzibur, but tziburei, that the simon was really the minyan, the amount of piles. And basically, like Rashi explained, what the Gemara is doing is saying that you can't resolve from our Mishnah either one. You can't show and prove that the minyan, the number, is a simon, or that the makam is a simon, the place, because we can tell you that what the simon would be, either to read in the Mishnah Tzibur or Tziburei, it's not clear, and therefore you can't prove either one. It's either one or the other, but it wouldn't prove conclusively that it's one or the other, and that's why, again, it has to be either Makam or Minyan, but it's not clear to prove that one or the other is one that works in everywhere else, in all other cases, that the amount or the place would be a sim. Then the Mishnah said, Shleisha Matbeis Zeal Gavzeh. If you have three coins, one on top of the other, and that we said that you have to announce it, you would have to return it. So that the question is, why? It's just coins. Coins, as we said elsewhere, that the coins have no simon. Money is not a simon. So therefore, why? Because they're piled one on the other, would you go ahead and have to announce it? So that Amar Reb Yitzchok Migdila says, V'hu she'asuyin kimigdal. Because the case that we're talking about is that the coins were made like a tower. And as the Gemara will later explain, that we have three coins, one wider than the other. And on the bottom you put the widest, on top of the widest one you put the medium-sized one, and on the top you put the smallest coin, and therefore that's like a tower which goes from the widest up to be narrow. Now, it obviously was placed down like that and it didn't fall, and therefore, if someone puts something down over here, he intends to come back, but he forgot it, because if he didn't forget it, it wouldn't be here. So he obviously placed it down, and it wasn't lost. Now, that's why someone, when he finds it, he has to announce it, because since it wasn't lost from the person, if it was lost, then as we said in the Mishnah, and the Re'el Shalai, Mois Mufazarin, when it's dispersed, there's no simon to it, he doesn't know where it is, and therefore he has no way of proving it. But here where he put it down, therefore he can go ahead and give a simon that he could tell you, oh, it was like a tower. So therefore, since he knows where it was, he put it there intentionally, because coins don't fall like that. And therefore, that's the case of our Mishnah that says that we have three coins, one on top of the other. It means like a tower. Someone obviously put it like that. And that's why in these cases, you would be chayv lahachris. And that the Gemara says, Tanem ha'chi, similar in the Braisa, it says, Matzah mo'is mu'bizaris, if you find money that was dispersed, that was scattered all over the place, so obviously it fell from the person, then harei lishlo, you can keep it because the person doesn't know where it is, so he can't come back and get it. He was miyayish because he has no simon to show that it's his. However, asun kimigdalim, if it's made like a tower, then chayav lahachris, then you have to announce it. Ve'elu hein asun kimigdalim. Here the Brisa says what we just said. And what is it that we said is made like a tower that you would have to, he would have a siman to show that this was how it was done. So you could, there's a siman in them. Are shloishim adboim. Talking about three coins, which are all different size in their widths. Zeh agav zeh, that's one on top of the other. And that we said, that chayev lahachris. Not the Gemara asks, haguf akasha. There seems to be in that brayse an internal contradiction in understanding the case of the coins. Because Amrit, first you said in the brayse, matzah mois mufizaris hara elu shalom. If you find money that's scattered, then we said you could keep it. But the inferences, which means to say, but then you could see from there, that homishachalfi shalchufi, but if they're not totally scattered, but if let's say one is on top of the other a little bit, and then the other one's on the ground, then that sounds like chayv lahachris, that there you would have to announce it, because that's obviously, that didn't just fall. It seems like that was placed like that. And that's because we're only saying in the Brisa that if it was scattered, then you could keep it. But if it's not totally scattered, if it's, let's say, one on top of the other, which is called Meshachal Feshachufi, then you would have to announce it. But on that, it's safer. But then look at the end of the Brisa. It says, Asun ki migdol in chayav lahachris. If they're made like a tower, then you have to announce it. But that sounds like if it's not made a tower exactly one on the top of the other, but rather one a little bit on the other and then a little bit on the ground, that would sound like that you could keep it. So how do we understand the case of Meshachal Feshachufi? The inferences of the ratio to the sefer contradict each other. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a difficulty, because Tana, the Tana of this Braisa, Kol She'en Asun Kimigdalam, whenever it's not made like a tower, Mifuzar is karluhu. He calls that scattered. So yes, Mishachal Feshachufi would be harei l'shalo. You could keep it because as long as it's not made exactly like a tower, which would be indicative, which would be clearly that he had put it down like that. Therefore, even though it's a little bit one on the other, that would be like mifuzaris, and you'd be able to keep it. Now the Gemara continues with another qualification and the clarification of this halacha of three coins, one on top of the other. That there, although generally by money you could keep it, here you would have to announce it. Amar Pchanina. Says Lo Yishan, we didn't learn this halacha of the three coins, one on top of the other, that you have to announce it. Ela shel shloishim melachim, only if it's from three different kings. Now the Gemara assumes right now what that means is that their figures, as the kings, the figures, the coins of different kings, obviously have different kings on them. That because every king writes his name and puts his picture on this coin, so it sounds like that only if they're from three different kings. Then we said this halacha that you have to announce it. Avashal melech echot in the chayv lahachris. But if it's a coin from one king, then let's say it's from one country, one king, then you don't have to announce it. Another Gemara asks, hey chidami, what is this case talking about to understand why it depends on different kings? Idas suin kimigdalin, if they're made like towers, in other words, whether it's from one king or not, but that their widths are not the same and they're placed like the tower, like we just explained before. Then afilishal melech echanami. Then even if it's one king, in other words, even if the same face on all the coins, but he has in his country, he has a penny, he has a nickel, he has a quarter. So although it's the same picture, let's say, same George Washington. However, but there are different sizes, and therefore that would be a siman that the person placed it down in that way, and he would have that siman of showing that it was made like a migdal, like a tower. So therefore, what's the difference that if it has the same picture, that's one melech? And the ida ain't a suin kimigdalin, if it's not made like a tower, then a filishalam shleishim lochem namiloi. Then even if it's from three different kings, it also should not be chayiv lahachris, because how does that help? In other words, why does it depend on the faces of the picture? It should depend on the width of the coin. Even if it's from one king, and if they're not made like a tower, then even if it is from three different kings, what's the difference? If you have three different kings that are not made like a tower, what is it going to help? Again, the main idea we said was that you can have a siman that was made like a tower. If they're different pictures or the same picture, there's still money, and money doesn't have a siman, so what would that make a difference? So the Gemara says, you're right. What we meant to say was like this. Lo yishana, we didn't teach this halacha of three coins, one on top of the other, you have to announce it. Elishal melech echad k'ein shloisha melachim. What we meant was that one king that's like three kings, in other words, that even if you're right, even if it's from one king, let's say the same George Washington, that the picture is the same, but if it's like three kings, and that's what we said, that it has to be from three kings. What does it mean, like three kings? That means that they're different coins, different currencies, and therefore they have different widths. Then they're like the case that we explained of three coins, that then you would have to announce it. However, again, if it's not, it wouldn't make a difference if what picture it is. on the picture of the coin. It doesn't make a difference. It still has to be different widths. That's what we meant by three different kings. It was just saying that halacha of different widths, as the Gemara explains. What is this case talking about that we just described? So that's like we explained before, if it's made like a tower, which is revichatata, the widest is on the bottom, umitzia ilove, and then the medium-sized coin is on top of that, vizuta iloye mitzia, and then the smallest one is on top of the middle one. There's where we said that it's k'ein shloisha melachim, it's like three different kings, in other words, three different types of coins, even if it is really the same coin, but as long as they're different sizes. And the reason for that halacha is, damrina anuchi antchinu, we say that he probably put it down, and it wasn't lost from this person. That's why we say that you're going to have to call it out. What we meant to say was that if it's from one king, which we mean to say that there when they're not different sizes, when they're all the same, and that is they all have the same width, then even if they're placed one on top of the other, and let's say they're not what's called mishachalfi, they're not, let's say, one a little bit on the floor and one a little bit on the other one. It was placed, it's not scattered. Still over there, Hare Elu Shaloi. They were going to say that even there you could keep it. And that's what he meant to say with this additional halacha that we didn't know before, that he's adding on that it has to be Shashleisha Malachim. It means to say that even if it'll be like a migdal, but it won't be like the migdal that we described before of different sizes, that is what we meant, Shal Melech Echad will not work. And the reason is because Eime Yisramu Yisrami, we could say it happened to be Ubahadi Hadadi Nafal, and that they fell together at the same time. And therefore, it wasn't placed down. It was actually fell from him, and it was lost. And now since it's lost, he doesn't have a simon in the object, because even the makam, even the place won't be a simon, because he doesn't know where it fell. What's going to be his simon? He has no way of defining, of showing that it's his, because this, that there are three together, it could be it fell like that. Although we said that when they're different sizes, that way it's not going to fall. To have that one and then the smaller one and then the smallest one on top of that. But to have three of the same coin fall like that, that's possible. That's what the Gemara says right now in the interpretation of Reb Chanina. And since that could happen, therefore since it fell, it's like regular coins that fall. And we say regular coins that fall, Harei Elu Shalai. However, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan says, he argues on this. And he says, "Afila shel melech echad." He argues in Reb Chanina. He says, even if it is from one king, which, as we explained before, what does that mean, one king? It means even if they're the same width, nami machris, there also you're going to have to announce it. And the reason is, because since the coins are one on top of the other, he holds that that is a simon, because it doesn't happen that three coins, even though they're the same size, to fall one exactly on top of the other. Maybe Mishachal for Shachulfi, maybe a little bit on that, a little bit on the other, that it could fall, but one directly on top of the other one, that you're going to have to announce according to Rabbi Yechanan. So they argue on this case that although they're agreeing, it has to be like a migdal, like a tower, but does it have to be wider, smaller, and smallest? Or even if they're all the same size, even Shal Melech Echad, would that also be considered of like Rabbi Yechanan says, to be considered that Yechayev Lahachas, that you would have to announce it? But that the Gemara asks, my Machris, what are you exactly going to be announcing in these cases? What are you calling out? When you find these coins, what are you going to call out to say that the person could then go ahead and give the simon? Then the Gemara says, minyan. You announce the number. You say, I found this and this amount of coins. And then this person gives the simon and says, oh, you found seven coins or three coins? Oh, great. I could show you that it's mine. It was made like a tower, right? That's right, it's yours. And then you get it back. Because or else, what are you going to announce? That the Gemara asks, if you're announcing the amount of coins that you found, my area to Lossom, why does it make a difference? That our Mishnah said, Shloishim ad Be'ezal Gavzeh. We said, if there's three coins, one on top of the other. Why? Afila Trein Nami, even two coins. In other words, as the Gemara assumes right now, if the number is not important for the person to go ahead and give that as a simon, but rather it's enough this simon of saying that it was made like a tower. Therefore, the person that's announcing it wants to be a little bit specific. He's trying to get people to go ahead and, if he says he found money, you know, you see a sign on the shul wall and says, someone, I found money, please come. Many people lose money, and how much money, you don't know. So therefore, the Gemara is asking right now, what does he announce? So he wants to be as clear as possible. He says, I found five coins. Wait a second, I lost five coins. He says, wait a second, was it made like a tower? Yes, you go ahead and you get it. But the Gemara is saying, if that's the case, that he's announcing exactly how many coins, then why would it be important to say that there was three coins, then you have to announce it? Afila Treinami, even if it's two, if the number, if the one who lost it doesn't have to say the amount because you're saying how much you found, and all he has to say is a tower, then even if he lost two coins, you should still say, I found two coins. And the guy says, hey, it was made like a tower. And that the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, and as Rashi explains, Tiva Machris. The one who finds it does not say how many coins he found. He just says, I found money, I found coins. And therefore, and this is the conclusion of the Gemara, that two would not be a simon, because the when a person says, I found coins, that already includes two. So the person would not be able to give as a simon two. Rather, you have to have the amount of coins and how they were placed as a simon. So when the person says, I found money, you have to tell them both how many coins and that it was made like a migdal, made like a tower. And that's why our Mishnah says it has to be three coins, one on top of the other. Then you have to announce it, because if it was only two, then the person would not be able to tell you that part of what's necessary for this simon. Because money, generally, we say you could keep it. Here, we say you have to announce it because A, he could tell you how many there were, and B, he could tell you in what shape it was the shape of a tower. But if it was only two coins, he wouldn't be able to tell you how many, because by saying I found monies, coins, it's already plural, already includes two. He can't now tell you how many they were because it was already included in what you announced of two. He would only be able to tell you that it was made like a migdal. That wouldn't be enough. And that's why Mishnah says it has to be at least three or more, that then he could tell you that it was two or three. He could tell you which one were these plural of monies, that it's three. And also he could tell you that it was made like a migdal, like a tower. Now the Gemara continues on this topic about the order of these coins that we spoke about in our Mishnah, that we said, oh, if it was made like a tower, then you have to announce it because it obviously didn't fall like that. And then the person could give a simon that was made like a tower. But then the Gemara asked Bayer Bihimi. Bihimi asked the following questions. He wanted to know, I understand like a tower, but what in different shapes? Are those things that would fall and therefore you could keep it because he has no simon? Or were they obviously placed like that and therefore you're going to have to announce it just like the case of the Meidel? As he says, Kishir Mahu, if it's like a bracelet, in other words, it was in a circle like a bracelet, Mahu, what would be the halacha over there? Is that something that fell or is it obvious that he put it like that? Similarly, Kishir Mahu, if it's like a line, you have one next to the other, what would be the halacha over there? Kichatsuva Mahu, if it's like a tripod, and that is you have the three legs of a basket that when they would hold it up would be like a tripod, and you have one, each one equidistant to the other one, like Arashi brings the picture of like a segel, that you have them like in the form of a triangle, what would be the halacha over there? Kisula Mahu, what's the halacha like steps of a ladder, or steps in the case of what in our types of steps of staircases, where the majority of the middle one is on the bottom one, and the majority of the top one is on the middle one, like steps, what would be the halacha over there? Would that be obvious that it was placed, or could it have been that it fell like that? So on that, the Gemara says, Pashut miha, let's resolve from this of Rav Nachman that we're going to quote, chada, at least one of the questions that Rabbi Yirmiya asked. The Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Barvua, he said, Kol she'ilu machnas lo kisa meinein. Whenever there's a case of these coins that fell, that if you could put a twig, you could put something, a small piece of wood between them, and you'd be able to take it at one time, that's something that's obviously didn't fall scattered, rather it's in one place together. Chayiv lahachis, that you would have to announce, and therefore the last question that Rabbi Yirmiya asked of the sulam, of the steps, where that's something that you'd be able to take at one time, you'd be able to pick it up with this kisim, and therefore that at least that question we could resolve, that would be just like the migdal, that chayiv lahachis you would have to announce. So now related to this, the Gemara continues to ask, where you have Ashi? If Ashi asked, we continue on to Amud Beis, where he wanted to know, Ka'avne Beis Kailis Mahu. What's if it's the stones like Beis Kailis, which Rashi explains that's a reference to Mar Kailis, which is the name of an Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara later will explain how was this shaped, this Mar Kailis, to ask if the coins were in that shape, if they were placed that way, and therefore you would have to announce it, or it fell. So however he asks, what's the halacha over there? So Toshama, the Tanya says, come in here, we learn the Braisa explicitly that says, Matzah Ma'is Mufuzaris, if you find money that's scattered, Harei Shalai, so that is the one who finds it could keep it. Ka'avni Beis Kailis, however, if it's like the stones of Beis Kailis, Chayiv Lahachris, you have to announce it. So it's clear from the Braisa that then would be like the case of the Migdal. Be'elu Hein Avni Beis Kailis, and these are the stones of Beis Kailis. What was the shape that we're saying if you find monies in that shape that you would have to announce it? That's Achas Mikan, Achas Mikan, Achas Agaben. You have one coin on one side, another coin on the other side, and you have another coin on top of them. That is the third coin. The middle one is half on one and half on the other. That form, that shape, is like how that Avodah Zarah was. And that is, if you find coins in that shape, you would have to announce it. So now regarding coins, the Gemara brings Tanurban, learn the Braisa. Hamaitzi seller b'shuk, if someone finds a coin in the marketplace, and then his friend finds him and he tells him, you found money? Shalihi, it's mine. Chadashihi, I could prove to you it's mine. It's a new one, right? Nirainishi, it's from Niron, that was the Caesar, that his name is written on it. And Shalmelech Plainihi, it's that king that's whose it is. On that, the Braisa says, V'loy maklum. He didn't say anything. What that means is it doesn't make a difference what he's saying. V'loyoyda, and not only that, Ela filish mekostavala. Even if his name is written on it, Loyim Aklum, he didn't say anything. Why not? I could tell you, I know which coin it was, and it has my name. Of course it's mine. Give it back. No. Lefisha ain't simin l'mabeya. There is no simin intrinsic to a coin. The Amar, because the person who found it could say, Dilma fuke afka. Maybe you went and spent it. You used this money already. Or me in the shachrin enough, and it fell from someone else. Yeah, you find many times a dollar bill that has something scribbled on it, scrolled in it, the person's name or something else. So, and you could say, it says return to, that doesn't make a difference because that's what monies are for. Monies are for to give out to other people. And you could tell me from today till tomorrow what it says in it that doesn't show that it's yours. You could have just paid someone who it fell from it, and therefore it's not a simon, and the one that finds it could keep it. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which the third Mishnah in this parak, where the first Mishnah said the items that shaloi that you find you could keep it. Then the second Mishnah said about those chayv lahachas that you have to announce. Our Mishnah says where you don't keep it and you don't announce it. How is that? So the Mishnah says, Matza achar hagapa. If you found this lost item behind a fence, which is a closing of a wall that's made out of wood or made out of reeds, or you find after a wall made out of brick. So there behind this wall you find gizelis mekushar. You find tied birds. Or you find it in the paths in the fields. You don't find it somewhere out in the open. That halacha is, you don't touch them, you don't keep it, you don't return it to go ahead and announce it, you leave it exactly where it is, and the Gemara will explain the reason for this. Matzikli ba'ashp, you find a vessel in a garbage dump. So it depends. Imachusa, if it's covered, again, don't touch it. And the reason is because it's not a lost item that you would have this chiyuv of leisuch lehisalim, that is, a person generally has to take it, because there's a negative prohibition of don't turn a blind eye from it, you have to go ahead and take it to return it. Here there is no such halacha, because that's only by a lost item. Here it's not lost, it's mishtamir, it's watched, it's protected, it's the person intentionally put it over here, and that's why it's hidden in this garbage dump. However, in Megula, if it's uncovered, then you have to go ahead and take it and announce it because that's obviously not protected. It's out in the open. People could take it. It is lost. And therefore, then you would have to return it. Now the Gemara asks regarding the beginning of our Mishnah. My time, what's the reason why if you find these birds in behind the wall or in the paths in the fields that you don't touch? So now the Gemara explains because the Amrina we say, Hani inish atzni inu. The owner of these birds went and hid it. If you're going to take it, the owner has no way of identifying, he has no simon. Therefore, you leave it until the owner comes and takes it. And that is, this is somebody's item. He didn't give up on it to say that you could go and keep it. There's no yish over here, there's no hefker. A person owns it. Now, he doesn't have his name tag on it, but he didn't want anyone to take it. He had to go somewhere. He couldn't take his birds. So he went and put it behind the wall. You happen to chance upon it and you find it. Don't touch it. In other words, don't go at, like, you're going to try to, like, well, you definitely can't take it because it's somebody's. But then you can say, oh, maybe I should take it to return it. Don't do that either because you're making it worse for him. Because once you take it, he comes back, he has no way of identifying it because he has no simon. That's why the Mishnah says you leave it there. But that the Gemara asks, Vamai, why is that? Why do you say if the person finds it and takes it to return it, that he has no simon and you're making it worse for him? Let the knot that he tied the bird with, as we said, the gazelis mekushron, they were tied, let that knot be. He could tell him how it was knotted. That itself should be a simon. On that, Omar Barzav de Marav, no be mekushron become fein. We're talking about that they were tied on their wings, the kula amahach mekatrilo, that's how everybody ties it. And therefore, if he says, oh, they were tied by the wings, they're going to say that's not a simon, because everybody does like that. If you did something unique, that could be a simon, and therefore, again, there is no simon. Then the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So the way he tied the knot's not a simon, and that's why I shouldn't take it to return it. But we'll have a mokim simon. Let the place be a simon. He could say, oh, I could say I found these tied birds. And he says, was it behind the fence? Was it in these paths? That itself should be a simon. Amar of Ukva Bar Chama says, no, again, the reason why you keep it over there, because the person has no simen, is because bimedadin. We're talking about that they hop, although that they're tied, but they're tied by the wings, but they could hop from place to place. And therefore, he cannot say a simen where it was, because it's not going to be where he left it. And that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that is, that's why you don't go ahead and take it and you leave it where it is, because there's no simen, not the way it was knotted, and not even the place, because it hops. Ibim it doesn't, but if it hops, ma'amo asu. It most very likely could be that it came from somewhere else, and therefore, A, that this wasn't placed over here. And since it wasn't placed over here, it could get around that is, since there's no simen, we should say, harei lo shaloi, that the one who found it could keep it. In other words, it should be very similar to the case of the coins that we spoke about on Amud Aleph, that we said that if it fell, which is essentially what this case is, it wasn't placed over here, it came from somewhere else, therefore there's no simen of makim, therefore there's no simen whatsoever, therefore we should say that the person who finds it could keep it. Why do we say that you leave it over there, but it's not going to be there anyway, because it's going to hop somewhere else, and therefore umatarin should be permitted? And that the Gemara says like this, you're right, ikula meimim ma'amu, so we could say that it came from somewhere else. And then you're right, then you would be able to keep it, because that would be just like the case of the coins, which are not exactly perfectly placed, because here they weren't placed, these birds, they came from somewhere else. And since there's no simen, as we said, because there's no makam simen, there's no kesha simen, and therefore, then we say that you'd be able to keep it. However, ve'ikula meme inashatsna inu, we could say that a person hid them here, and because they are tied, although they could hop, but they are tied, may be very well that they were placed here behind the wall. And again, what we're questioning is that we don't know for sure that they were put behind this wall. They might have been placed behind the wall, and you're right, maybe not. Maybe they hopped over here. But v'havalei safeki noach. Ultimately, it's a case of what's called a doubtful placement. Maybe they were put here, maybe not. V'amar Rav bar Zav, d'amar Rav, kol safeki noach. Wherever you have a doubt that maybe it was placed over here regarding somebody that does not have a simen, because if it has a simen, then you would pick it up if you're not sure if it was put here and announce it. But here we're talking about that there's no simen, so by you picking up, you're making it worse for the person, because once you pick it up, he's done for, because he has no way of showing that it's his. And as Rashi says, most definitely, if he for sure put it down and there's no simen, that l'ketchilu lo yitol. Initially, you definitely should not take it. Like, that's what our Mishnah was saying, because if you take it, the owner has no simen to give, and therefore you just made him lose his birds. So you don't take it. And the owner will remember, and he'll come and take where he left it. However, if a person does take it, although we just told him, in halacha we told him not to, but if he goes in and he takes it, he thought he's doing a favor to the person, then you do not return it, because there's no simon that the owner could give. Now, as Tracer explains, most definitely, if the one who took it didn't leave yet, and then someone says, what are you doing? What are you picking it up for? Don't you know the halacha that you're making it worse for the person, because the person won't have a simen, and he saw that no one came in the meantime to go ahead and check for his birds? Then yes, Tosfos says clearly they're dead, and you would go ahead and put it back behind the wall, because you would still allow the person to go ahead and take his object. What we meant was, if you went home and you asked a shaila, you went to your rav and he told you, what'd you do? You know, you shouldn't have taken it, because now the owner has no way of identifying it, so you could just keep it, and you can say, oh, wait a second, let me go ahead and put it back. That's not going to help, because the owner might have came in the meantime, and that's going to go through a whole process of yish. And therefore, Taisa says, if you're right there, then you put it back. But if not, that's what the Gemara says, lo yachse, then it's too late, then you don't go ahead and put it back, and then the person keeps it for himself. And again, that's what we said the case of the Mishnah was talking about, that there was no simen. However, it was at least the case of Sabiki Noach. That's what we say, lo yiga behen, you don't touch it, and you leave it over there. Our Mishnah said also, matze kli be'ash, but if you find a vessel in the garbage dump, so it depends. Mechusa, if it's covered lo yigabot, then you don't touch it. Megul, if it's uncovered, then noit lamachos, then you go and you take it and you announce it. And that the Gemara asks, Reminu, seems to be a contradiction on our Mishnah from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, matze kli tamen ba'ash, but if you find a vessel hidden in the garbage dump, noit lamachos, not like our Mishnah, you take it and you announce it. Shekin derech ash b'liponis, because it generally happens that garbage dumps are emptied out. And therefore, if you don't take it right now when it's being emptied out, so then a non-Jew or a suspected type of a Jew is going to take it. Therefore, it's a lost item. And when you have an aveda that's going to be lost, it's going to get ruined, you have a chiv of a shavas aveda. Therefore, the Braisa says you have to go ahead and take it and announce it. And that the difficulty is, our Mishnah said that in the Ashba, if it's covered, you leave it, you don't touch it. And yet the Braisa says that no, since garbage dumps are going to be emptied out, it's going to get lost. Even though it was hidden, but it's ultimately going to be discovered by suspected individuals. And therefore you go ahead and you announce it. So how do we understand it? So that the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said, loy kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha, our Mishnah that said that you don't touch it, you leave it, is bekuve bekasi. You're talking about barrels and cups. Ha, the brisa that says that you go out and you take it and you announce it is besakine vahamnik, are talking about knives and a Y-shaped type of a small utensil. As the Gemara explains the reason why they're different. Bekuvi vikasi, the case of our Mishnah of barrels and cups, there we said that that's something that you place there, you hid it there on purpose. Loiga, therefore you don't touch them, because since they're very big, the wasn't lost. The person intentionally hid it there, he wanted to put it somewhere. Where is he going to hide it? So he hid it in the garbage dump. Besakini vahamnik, however, on the knives and these hamniks, which they're very small, they're lost. Because the person over there, by mistake, he threw it out in the garbage when he was cleaning up the table and they got lost in the garbage. And therefore, neitlamachris. There we say that you go ahead and you take it and you announce it. And the Gemara later on will explain that how do we understand what the Brisa was saying, Shekin derech ashpalipanis, because that's what happens, that they emptied out the garbage dumps. It has nothing to do with the garbage dumps. The way we're explaining right now is that when there's something big, it wasn't taken out by mistake into the garbage. Therefore, if you find it in the garbage dump, you probably hid it there, so then you don't touch it. But if it's something small, like a knife or these hamniks, these small little Y-shaped utensils, then you go ahead and if you found it over there, it probably was thrown out in the garbage by mistake when they wrapped up the tablecloth. And therefore, then you go ahead and you announce it. What does that have to do with then that they empty out the garbage dump? It would have not, even if they don't, you would still have to announce it. That's one teretz the Gemara brings. Papa says, no, you could even say hava ha bekuvi bekasi v'lekasha. You could say that both the Mishnah and even the Brice is talking about, but we're talking about barrels and cups, which we said seems to be something that you were time in bedas, you hid it there intentionally. So why does the Brice say that noit lemachos, you shouldn't touch it, leave it there? And that the Gemara says, kan, because in the Brice that says that you have to announce it, was as the Brice says, ba'ashpasui lefanes. It's talking about a garbage dump that tends to get emptied out. And therefore, if it tends to get emptied out, even though the person intentionally put it there, but it's going to get lost now because on every Monday and Thursday, they go out and they emptied out this garbage dump. Now it's going to get lost. So then even if he intentionally put it there, you're going to have to go ahead and announce it. Can, however, in our Mishnah, says you don't touch it. It's ba'ashpa she'in asui lifanis. It's talking about a garbage dump that they don't usually empty out. They leave it there for months and months and this pile of garbage just sit there. Now, when you find it, they're hidden there, you leave it there because the person had probably intentionally put it there. And if he intentionally put it there, they're not going to empty it out anytime soon. So it's not an aved, it's not lost. It was put there, and therefore you have no chiv of lesuch lesalem. You don't have to go out and return it, and that's where you keep it there. Then the Gemara asks, on this terrace of a papa, how can you say that the brice that says you have to announce it was although the person put it there, but since they tend to empty it out, so it is considered a lost object that you have to return it to him because it's going to be emptied out and then all these untrustworthy individuals are going to take it to themselves. Ashpa sui lefanis, a garbage that tends to get emptied out, aved midasi. That's what's called an intentionally lost object, which means to say that he should have realized and he should have known that they tend to empty it out. And therefore, you wouldn't say that, as the Brisa says, that chayv lahachas and you would have to announce it. Rather, there shaloi, you could keep it. Everyone knows every Monday and Thursday gets emptied out. If someone's putting it in here, which means obviously he does not care about it because he knows they're going to empty it out and people are going to take it. So therefore, how can we say that the Brisa that says chayv lahachris is because there's a garbage dump that tends to get emptied out, which it sounds like the Brisa actually says those words, but that's an aved midas. You wouldn't have to announce it. You could actually keep it then. Ella, rather, the Gemara explains the Brisa. You're right. It's ba'ashba she'ena asui lifanis. It is a garbage dump that usually is not emptied out. However, v'nimlech aleh lifanaisa. They suddenly change their minds that they're going to clear out and empty out the garbage dump. And well, now it's lost. Although the person intended to hide it over there, and it wasn't aved midas, he thought every 5 months they emptied out. And then suddenly, a month after they emptied out last time, they're going to go ahead and clear it out again. He doesn't know about it. Therefore, now it's quote-unquote an aved, it's lost from him because it's going to be lost. Then you have a chiv of lesuch lesam, and you have a chiv of ashavas aveda to return it to that person. Now the Gemara asks on these two interpretations of Rav Zvid and Rav Papa and how they resolve the case of our Mishnah and the Brisa when it's hidden in the garbage dump, if you don't touch it, or as the Brisa says, that you have to announce it. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Papa, we understand, according to Rav Papa's version, Heine diktani, that's why the Braisa says, Shekin derech ashpilipanis, because that's the norm for the garbage dump to be emptied out, which, as we had explained, what that means is that now the owners changed their mind that they're going to empty out the garbage dump, and that's why it becomes like a lost item now. And that's why, although it's talking about these larger items like our Mishnah, you would still have to go ahead and take it and announce it, because you can't just leave it there because it's going to get lost. And it's a lost item of your brother that you have to go ahead and do Hashavus Aveda. El Rav Zvid, but according to Rav Zvid, that he said the case of the Braisa was small utensils like a knife or this hamnik, which they're always considered lost, whether the garbage dump is emptied out or not, because he doesn't realize that it was thrown out into the garbage dump. So, Maishikin derech ashpalipanis, what does the Braisa mean to say that you know why you have to announce it? Because the garbage dump tends to get emptied out. Why is that the reason? That's not the reason. Even if the garbage dump does not get emptied out, still you would have to take it and announce it, because this person doesn't realize that it was lost. It is an Aveda. He wasn't intentionally put over there, and that's why he says there, because or else he would say that lo yiga. It's just that it was small, and that's why it got thrown out. So then you would have to announce it, even if it's not the derech of asuli panis. So how does Rav Zvid explain those words of the Braisa? Now the Gemara answers, shekin derech asuli panis lo kelim ketanim. The way you're supposed to read it is, because it's normal for these small utensils of the knives and the hamnik to be emptied into the garbage dump. And that is from the house, without the person realizing that tends to happen. People wrap up and they many times lose cutlery. That's what it meant. Shekin derech ashpa, that it's asuli panis, doesn't mean that it gets emptied out from the garbage dump, but rather to the garbage dump, from the house. And that's exactly like Rav Zvid said, because since they're small, they tend to get emptied into the garbage dump. And therefore, if you find it, chayv lahachris. So again, those are the two explanations to resolve the contradiction of the Mishnah and the Braisa, either because one's talking about large ones like our Mishnah and the Braisa talking about small ones, or they're both talking about large. However, it depends if it's a garbage dump that they decided to change their mind to empty it out. The Mishnah was not talking about that, therefore you keep it. The Braisa was saying that now they're going to empty it out, so it's going to be considered an Aveda, and they usually do not, so it's not an Aveda Matas, and therefore, chayv lahachris. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, where it depends that sometimes when you find it, it would be yours, and sometimes not. So the Mishnah explains. Matzah begal. If someone finds a lost item in a pile of rubble, that means a pile of bricks from a wall that fell down, or b'kaisel yashin, in an old wall, harei elu shaloi, in these two cases, the one who finds it could keep it. As the Gemara will explain the reason for that. However, matzah b'kaisel chadish, if you find in a new wall, so then it depends. Mechetze yuluchutz, from half of the wall towards the outside that's facing the Rosh Hashanah, the public domain. In other words, if you find one of the cracks in the wall, you find in the width from half the wall to the outside, then shaloi. Then the one who finds it in that crevice, in that crack, which is from the Rosh Hashanah side, then they could keep it, because you say that probably one of the people from the Rosh Hashanah that was walking by in this street, he put it there and he forgot it. Now, although we just said before, that safek hinuach, that when it's maybe placed over there, you don't take it. And here it's definitely placed, so how can you take it? On that, the Gemara will explain, in the case of our Mishnah, that it's talking about that it was very rusty. Now, it's very rusty, obviously, the one who put it there forgot about it. And it was Miyash, he gave up hope because he has no clue where he put it. And that's why, when it's facing the outside, where it's probably from someone from Rosh Hashanah, and since it was from a long time ago, where he definitely forgot about it, and he's not checking here, because it's not his house to check all the areas in his house, some random wall in the street. Therefore, we said that it's from the outside part of the wall, the one who finds it could keep it. However, mechetzu lefnim, it's from the inside part of the wall, from the half where it's inward, then it's shel balabais, then it's the homeowner's, because it's probably from his, and he knows to check his area from his house to check his things. However, if he rented his house to other people, and even if you find it inside the house, which normally you would say belongs to the homeowner, then it belongs to the one who finds it. And because the reason is because you don't know whose it is, and the owner of whoever it is gives up hope, because it's like one of these places where people rent and they have the timeshare and they come and they use it. Therefore, even if it's right inside the house, whoever finds it can keep it, because no one knows whose it is and they're going to give up hope. And therefore, harei elu shaloi. So now the Gemara explains, Tana, we learned in the Reisha of the Mishnah that there was a Braisa that explained the case of the Mishnah regarding the case of Gal and the old wall. Now, what's the reason why harei elu shaloi? So the Braisa explains, because the one who finds it could tell the owner of this pile of rubble or the owner of this old wall, he could say, they're from the Amayrim. Now, the Amorim were those, the Amorites, were in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan, before our forefathers inherited Eretz Yisrael. As Chazal tells us elsewhere, that they hid their treasures in the walls because they were afraid of the Jewish people that they shouldn't get their treasures. And therefore, that was what we say, that Negoim were there, that they would have a tzaras, they would have to break open the wall and would find these treasures. So he could tell him, oh, it's an old wall, it's not yours, and therefore, even if it's in the inner part of the wall, it doesn't make a difference, I could keep it because it's not yours. And that the Gemara asks, Atu Amirim Mitzni, okay, you're right, the Amorites went and hid it in there. But Yisrael Loi Matzni, but the Jewish people don't hide it? In other words, why in an old wall, from the inner part to the from the halfway inside, why do we say that one who finds it could keep it? But this homeowner, he's been living here many years, been using his walls many years, and therefore, you're right, maybe I'm right. But what about me? I also live here, and therefore it most definitely could be mine. So how can you keep it? Maybe it's mine, and you would have to return it to the Baal HaBayis. But the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha, we need it to explain, and we continue at Tabach of Avam and Aleph, the Shasach Tvei, that they're very rusty. They're very rusty. Even a homeowner, although he uses it and he's been here many years, would not leave it there so long. Obviously, it's not from him, rather it's from the Amorites, and that's why if someone finds it in the wall, even from the inner part of the wall, which generally would say, as we say by a new wall, that it's from Shel Baal HaBayis, and you would have to give it to him, here we say that Harei L'Shaloi, the one that finds it, could keep it, because we say it's definitely not from the homeowner, and it's from the Amorim, and that's why he could keep it.